Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
We've been talking about civil asset forfeiture on this channel pretty much since day one, but it's been going on in America for quite some time. In fact, a case in Michigan is now a bit historic. We'll talk about that in a second. But full disclosure, the attorney in the case is someone I've talked to at length, a very, very nice guy here in Michigan who handles a lot of constitutional law issues. And Greg and a bunch of other people sent me this case, so thank you very much. But from Channel 12 out of Flint, which is WJRT, Terry Camp wrote this: attorney petitions U.S. Supreme Court to take up 2008 Saginaw County forfeiture case. Saginaw is up here, there in that general area. I worked there a long time ago at a radio station called WKNX. A 16-year-old civil asset forfeiture case is revived as an attorney's act in the U.S. Supreme Court to make new law. It was in 2008 when there was a drug raid at a Shiawassee County farmhouse. And Shiawassee County is not that far west of the area. A man was arrested, sent to prison, but in that raid, the man's parents' property was seized as well, and they never got it back. There have been a number of lawsuits filed in the case. The family has not been able to get their property or cash equivalent back from the Saginaw County Sheriff's Department. The U.S. Supreme Court might now weigh in on the issue. The attorneys, Phil Ellison, he says, for Gerald and Royetta, this ruined their lives. Those two sued the Saginaw County Sheriff's Office after the couple's property was seized when their Shiawassee County farmhouse was raided. The property was seized because their son, who was living there, had a grow operation, which at the time was illegal. He was convicted on drug charges. Now, a couple of appeal court rulings favored the family, but Ellison says their property, including the farmhouse and a Chevy Nova, were never returned. The sheriff was found not to have any right to keep the property, but there is no mechanism in Michigan law that can force to have a state court require the sheriff to give the property back. So it turns out that you can be right, but there's not a law on point that says here's how you get your stuff back. So he's filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court requesting the highest court in the land make new law when it comes to a civil asset forfeiture case like this. There have been other cases like this, including one out of Michigan, where a guy borrowed a car from somebody and then went out and committed a crime with it and then returned the car. And when they came after and found out who he was, they snagged the car and they said, well, this car was used in a crime. And the true owner of the car said, I didn't know that. And they said, it doesn't matter. The car was used in a crime. So that was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, by the way. So they found all these different excuses and loopholes to try to keep the property they took through this notion of civil asset forfeiture. What we're asking the Supreme Court to do is to close those loopholes. And again, that's the attorney Phil Ellison speaking. This drug and forfeiture case actually began when there's a different sheriff in Saginaw County, and the current sheriff then inherited the case. Now, interestingly, the guy who's the heart of the story with respect to the crime and the grow operation passed away 2 years ago. So he's gone. His mom passed away in 2019. But Phil Ellison says, I refuse to let this injustice continue when there's the possibility that this sort of government abuse can be stopped. The sheriff says he respects anyone's right to plead their case to the highest court in land, and he will let the process play out before commenting further. And of course, the sheriff probably shouldn't be commenting at all. It should probably be attorneys speaking on his behalf, but that's the case. So the cops raid someplace, find out there's crimes being committed, and they seize all kinds of stuff from around the area, including stuff that did not belong to the guy committing the crimes. Now, I know that some people are going to say, Steve, there's a family, mother, father, and a kid. Let's assume the kid's an adult, because I think he was. The kid's got a grow operation going. Don't the parents know that? And again, we're speculating. There's a good chance they would, but they might not. I don't know how big the property is. I have no idea. But the question is, if they did know and the police raid the place, how is that Chevy Nova connected to this story? Just try. Comment below. Try to explain to me how the law is that someone's growing something on some property they shouldn't be, and it turns out they don't own the property, their parents do, and the parents own, among other things, a Chevy Nova. And the police raid the place and arrest the kid, seize the property, and the Chevy Nova. There's no allegation that I saw connecting the Chevy Nova to anything here. It wasn't involved in the crime. It wasn't the proceeds of crime. It wasn't somehow used as a getaway car. What's that Chevy Nova got to do with anything? For those of you who don't know, a Chevy Nova is a car. This is an older Chevy Nova. From back in the 60s and 70s, a very, very inexpensive car made by Chevrolet. But they were popular because you could get them with bigger engines in them. And it had an engine compartment that was quite ample. And you could shoehorn almost anything Chevrolet ever made into it. And so there were low-budget race cars quite often. People would do that with them. But some people just thought they were cool cars. And so in the time of this raid, which I believe was the early 2000s, for there to then be this car from the 60s that's owned by the parents gets seized and disposed of because there was a crime being committed on that property by somebody other than the owner of that car. I have a problem with all of it. I have a problem with the property itself being seized. But let's just talk about the car. Because you can say, Steve, if there's a piece of property and the guy's got the grow operation back here and the parents are here and they never go back there, still the grow is taking place on this property. Okay, I'm conceding that. The car. What's the car got to do with any of this? And at that point, why don't you take the jewelry off the parents? Parent wearing a watch, take the watch. Parent got a purse or a wallet, take those too. Why not? Why the car? Why the car? So I've not talked to Phil Ellison about this case. And I might, in the ensuing time that occurs between now and when it's heard, if it's heard, they don't have to accept it for a hearing, but the Supreme Court might. And it's an interesting case. Because I told you before, the Supreme Court, a little while back, agreed with the state that if somebody borrows someone else's car and commits a crime with it, the state can seize that car legally and say, yes, it was involved in a crime, we're taking the car. We don't care whose car it is, we're taking the car. And here, they're taking the property, and they're taking a car, by the way. For all we know, they just remember that a car was taken in the last one. We can take a car now. Who knows? That could be the connection, too. But I'll be interested to know more about this. As usual, it's a rather short story. And to understand these cases procedurally, I suspect that the brief on this is going to be about yay thick, and the fact statement will be about yay thick. So if I find out more or as an update, I'll pass it along. But as of right now, an attorney has petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to take up a 2008 Saginaw County forfeiture case. And although it's an old case, it's an extremely important principle, in that the stuff that was seized did not belong to the alleged criminal. It belonged to his parents. And again, the Nova is what I really think, if nothing else, we need an answer on. So Greg and everybody else, thanks for sending that for Channel 12 Flint. Terry Camp wrote it, WJRT. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Never fight an inanimate object.